My name's Penny. So get ready for the practice of Yoga Nidra. Begin to allow the body to settle. As you become aware of the body, notice the shape that you're making in this moment. If it's changing moment to moment, how is it right now? Consciously release any holding that's not necessary for your comfort here. And sit back into the place where you lie. From the tips of your toes to the crown of your head. All the way through the front of the body, the back of the body. The center, right to the outer edges. Even allowing your eye sockets to soften. And your eyes just to sink back as if they were pebbles at the bottom of an ocean. Bring your attention to your breath. Being curious also about the shape that it's making too. And just watching it as you breathe softly, following all the way to the top of the inhale and all the way to the bottom of the exhale. Beginning to ride the breath like it's a gentle wave or continuous breeze, getting closer and closer to it, merging with the breath effortlessly. Perhaps exhaling to release last thoughts of doing, or ideas of how things should be. Perhaps exhaling to release any last holding, release your bones. Let go of the weight of the body and spread the surfaces of the skin just a little. Just a little wider down into the ground. Feel the ground beneath you, almost as if you could merge with it and it with you, as gravity acts like a continual warm embrace from Mother Earth herself. Her support's always there, always available. Nothing to do right now, other than be exactly as you are, a perfect and complete part of this moment. Gently draw your attention to the space behind your breastbone. Maybe dwelling a while here at your very center, the unchanging you. Wisdom, truth perhaps. Notice any feelings that arise. Welcoming any sensations of loving kindness or gratitude. If you have anything you would really love, or you do really love, then you can connect with this now in your own way. And hold it here for a while, planting it in this still, fertile space. And then shining now with the light of your awareness, rather than concentration. You can imagine a warm, healing, glow, perhaps a loving touch, anything that you may need as you follow around your body. Come to your eyebrow center, throat, right shoulder, inside of right elbow, inside of right wrist, right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, right wrist, right elbow, front of right shoulder, throat, left shoulder, inside of left elbow, inside of left wrist, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Left wrist, left elbow, front of left shoulder, throat, center of the breastbone, left breast, center of the breastbone, right breast, center of the breastbone, navel, pubic bone, right hip, right knee, right ankle, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip, pubic bone, left hip, left knee, left ankle, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip, pubic bone, navel, center of the breastbone, throat, eyebrow center. Come to the crown of your head and allow your whole body, to bathe in the glow of your awareness, love, and healing light. Your whole body. And then imagine, if you will now, a plant or tree of your favorite kind. Bring to mind its broad central stem or trunk, and then the finer quality of its branches and shoots, ever finer as they divide from the central column. Imagine placing your hand on its rougher stem or trunk. Feeling this harder, more established texture. and then feeling the smoothness of its leaves, its softer, younger texture. And then notice the difference in colour, perhaps, between its blanket of green leaves, perhaps even shades of brown, and then any brightly visible flowers, fruit, or blossom. This plant, tree, roots down, but also grows and evolves, its roots securely anchored. As its stems and branches expand upwards in many directions, starting from a seed in the ground, nourished by rain that makes its way to gently meet, the shoots grow towards the atmosphere above. With the fire of the sun, combined with the other elements, air, water, and held in earth, the plant, the tree, is nurtured towards the sky. All pathways are possible. From its secure base, it grows towards fullness, taking many different directions, ultimately leading upwards and outwards. You might say towards space itself. All from this little anchored seed, it expands and blossoms. And as you inhale now, what would it feel like to be growing and radiating outward, like this plant or tree? And as you exhale, how would it feel to draw back towards your roots or source? Perhaps spend a few moments exploring this. Inhaling, growing and blossoming. Exhaling, drawing back to secure root or seed. And then I invite you to imagine how it would be to experience both of these sensations at the same time. Simultaneous root and radiance. Perhaps spend a few further moments connecting with this. Perhaps connecting to all of the Earth's, the planet's elements, and allowing them to nourish and provide for you. For you to receive. For you to grow as full as you can be. And absorb all the light that you can from the sun, the stars, and beyond. And as we welcome in the winter season, perhaps gently connecting in with any of your older leaves that you may be able to shed that might not serve you as we move towards the new year and the renewal of spring in the not too distant future. And let in room for new shoots to come through. And if you'd like also to reach your full expression, full growth, by perhaps offering some of your fruits, gifts, or blossom up to those around you in your life, and you can just connect with doing so now. Bring your attention back to the space behind your breastbone once more. Perhaps noticing a soft, still openness. And when you're ready, just gently start to draw your awareness back to make connection with the heaviness of the body against the ground. Sense the walls around you of the room that we're in. Allow yourself to tune into sounds that may be happening, or even stillness. And start to connect back with a more everyday sense of awareness, reawakening your body in your own way. Maybe a little stretch out. Find yourself on one side. Notice tastes, smells. And this practice of yoga nidra is complete. Yeah, so good.
And what did you write to yourself?
I wrote, "Dear Penny, that wasn't so bad after all." No, it's a beautiful space, and it's a real privilege to be able to work with you guys. You know, everyone's brought something so different, and it was a privilege to be able to bring, thank you, something, as Russell said, that wasn't really Penny.
Right.
You know?
Thank you. Did you feel that was because you weren't really there, or because something else was happening?
I was really there, and this has always been my structure of Nidra, but I just elaborated since I saw, you know, the kind of vulnerability and the heartfeltness of everybody else. It just inspired me to add to what I was doing. Aww. So you were kind of going cut, and I was like, I know I can sort of go on quite a lot, but yeah, it was, so yeah, it might have felt a bit rushed at the